Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. You don't know about me without you have read a book by the name of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. That ain't no matter. That book was made by Mr. Mark Twain, and he told the truth. Mainly. There was things which he stretched, but mainly he told the truth. Aunt Polly, Tom's Aunt Polly she is, and Mary, and the Widow Douglas, is all told about in that book. Now, the way that the book winds up is this. Tom and me found the money that the robbers hid in the cave, and it made us rich. We got $6,000 apiece, all gold. Well, Judge Thatcher, he took it and put it out at interest, and it fetched us $1 a day apiece, all the year round. The Widow Douglas, she took me for her son, and allowed she would civilize me. But it was rough living in the house all the time, considering how dismal, regular, and decent the widow was in all her ways. The widow, she cried over me and called me a poor, lost lamb. She put me in them new clothes again, and I couldn't do nothing but sweat and feel all cramped up. The widow rung a bell for supper, and you had to come to time. When you got to the table, you couldn't go right to eating, but you had to wait for the widow to tuck down her head and grumble a little over the victuals, though there weren't really anything the matter with them. After supper, she got out her book and learned me about Moses and the bulrushers, and I was in a sweat to find out all about him. But by and by, she let it out that Moses had been dead a considerable long time, so then I didn't care no more about him, because I don't take no stock in dead people. Pretty soon I wanted to smoke and asked the widow to let me, but she wouldn't. She said it was a mean practice and wasn't clean, and I must try to not do it any more. Her sister, Miss Watson, a tolerable slim old maid with goggles on, had just come to live with her. Miss Watson would say, "Don't put your feet up there, Huckleberry, and don't scrunch up like that, Huckleberry. Sit up straight. Why don't you try to behave?" Miss Watson, she kept pecking at me, and it got tiresome and lonesome. I went up to my room with a piece of candle. Then I sat down in a chair by the window and tried to think of something cheerful, but it weren't no use. I felt so lonesome I most wish I was dead. I got out my pipe for a smoke, for the house was all as still as death now, and so the widow wouldn't know. Well, after a long time, I heard the clock away off in the town go boom, 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 12 licks, and all still again. Pretty soon I heard a twig snap down in the dark amongst the trees. Something was a-stirring. I put out the light and scrambled out of the window onto the shed. Then I slipped down to the ground and crawled in among the trees, and sure enough, there was Tom Sawyer waiting for me. We went tiptoeing along a path amongst the trees back towards the end of the widow's garden, stooping down so as the branches wouldn't scrape our heads. When we was passing by the kitchen, I fell over a root and made a noise. We scrouched down and laid still. Miss Watson's big nigger, named Jim, was setting in the kitchen door. We could see him pretty clear because there was a light behind him. He got up and stretched his neck out about a minute, listening. Then he says, "Who dare?" He listened some more. Then he come tiptoeing down and stood right between us. We could have touched him nearly. Tom, he made a sign to me, kind of a little noise with his mouth, and we went creeping away on our hands and knees. Well, when Tom and me got to the edge of the hilltop, we looked away down into the village and could see 3 or 4 lights twinkling, where there was sick folks, maybe, and the stars over us was sparkling ever so fine. And down by the village was the river, a whole mile broad and awful still and grand. We went down the hill and found Joe Harper and Ben Rogers and two or three more of the boys hid in the old tanyard. So we unhitched a skiff and pulled down the river 2.5 miles to the big scar on the hillside and went ashore. Tom says, "Now, we'll start this band of robbers and call it Tom Sawyer's Gang. Everybody that wants to join has got to take an oath and write his name in blood." Everybody was willing, so Tom got out a sheet of paper that he had wrote the oath on and read it. It swore every boy to stick to the band and never tell any of the secrets. And if anybody done anything to any boy in the band, whichever boy was ordered to kill that person and his family must do it. And he mustn't eat, and he mustn't sleep till he had killed them and hacked a cross in their breasts, which was the sign of the band. Then they all stuck a pin in their fingers to get blood to sign with, and I made my mark on the paper. We elected Tom Sawyer, first captain, and Joe Harper, second captain of the gang, and so started home. I clumb up the shed and crept into my window just before the day was breaking. My new clothes was all greased up and clay, and I was dog-tired.